Ya se lo pintó, pues, ¿verdad?
A little over a century ago, you would have heard German and Polish on these streets in Chicago's Pilsen neighborhood. Now, Pilsen is the center of a bustling Latino community in a city with one of the largest Latino populations in the country.
Muchas gracias.
Bye.
Pamela Gomez is one of them. On a busy street corner, the 18-year-old sells pineapple-flavored sweet tamales. Gomez runs this business with her mother while she goes to college. She wants to study psychology.
I'm the first one that's going to college from my family, a family of eight.
Pamela Gomez is lucky. She has her family. But for many who pursue a dream in this country, the price of achieving that dream may include breaking up the family. Just a few blocks away from Gomez's tamale stand, I meet Amparo Zamora, a name she chose to protect her identity. Zamora came to the U.S. about 15 years ago so that she could be with her fiancé, who had already started a life here. Both are here unlawfully. Even though she says she had all the right paperwork, she was denied entry into the United States. And so Amparo Zamora took matters into her own hands by finding a ride across the border.
I found myself in the hands of God, and somehow, some way, a miracle happened, and I was able to pass. How, I don't know, but I got in.
Zamora married her fiancé, and they now have three children, all born in the United States. Although a few years ago, everything changed when her husband was sentenced to 5 years in prison for drug-related charges. Zamora maintains his innocence, but his absence has left a crater at home, leaving her to fill it as the family's breadwinner.
I would like to return to Mexico, so I have been thinking about it, because in reality, the American dream really doesn't exist. Here exists nothing that many people unfortunately leave their country, leave their family, leave everything for something that really isn't worth it.
But the thought of abandoning her husband while he's in prison is something she says she cannot accept. An effort in Congress to keep immigrant families together could put Amparo Zamora's fears of getting deported to rest. The legislation is known as the Comprehensive Immigration Reform for America's Security and Prosperity Act, also known as CIR-ASAP. It opens up a pathway to legal residency for millions of undocumented immigrants who established a base in the U.S. on or before last December 15th. The plan requires people to show regular employment or other contributions to this country. They must also pay a $500 fine, learn English, and undergo a criminal background check. Once a person meets these requirements, they can work in the U.S. and travel abroad without having to worry about being deported.
This is just basically amnesty for everybody who's in the country illegally.
That's Ira Melman. He's a spokesperson for the nonprofit group Federation for American Immigration Reform. Melman says immigration is an act of self-interest, and while he says he's in favor of legal immigration, his organization supports sending undocumented immigrants back to their country of origin.
So if somebody makes the decision to violate the laws of the United States and comes here illegally, and then the law is enforced against that individual, they can't turn around and say, oh, no, you can't punish me because you're going to hurt my family. In every other area of law, we hold the person who broke the law responsible, not the law itself.
Good morning, mujeres.
Back in Chicago's Pilsen neighborhood, Mujeres Latinas en Acción offers counseling services to families. The group's executive director, Maria Pesquera, says it's unreasonable to punish parents by separating them from their American-born children because they don't have the proper paperwork. Amparo Zamora, the mother of three, fears that she may get deported at any moment. In fact, after one conversation with her by phone, a friend of hers called me up to tell me that Zamora had hidden in a closet with her children following our interview. She was afraid that I was going to report her. Pesquera says for every undocumented individual, there's a legal resident or citizen who's affected.
Why should any parent have to hide her three children in the closet because they're fearful that whoever's knocking on the door, it could be somebody to get, you know, to have her leave this country. That's the example of how this system is so broken when this country is made up of families. When you break that fabric, I mean, you're breaking the fabric of this nation.
The CIR-ASAP legislation addresses another major obstacle facing immigrants and their families: the backlog time to process many family-sponsored visas. It's been about 2 years since Marta Barrera of Brookfield last saw her son, Carlos, who lives in their native Guatemala. He's being raised by one of his older sisters. Marta immigrated to the U.S. on a worker's visa in 2002 after Carlos turned 3. She became a permanent resident 4 years later and was able to save up enough money last summer to sponsor her son for a visa. Carlos is now 11, and Marta is still waiting to be reunited with him.
Does he think of you as his mother?
Sí, me ve como su mamá.
Yes, he sees me as his mother, but I feel him being a little, like, he'll hug me. But sometimes he'll feel like over so much time we don't see each other the same way because he's grown up with my daughter.
Nos miramos igual. Porque él ha crecido con mi hija.
Marta's 6 children are evenly split up between Guatemala and the United States. They live separate lives in 2 separate nations. The eldest son, 40-year-old Sergio, who is a U.S. citizen, says his family wishes they had a magic wand to bring Carlos to America. Sergio says he worries that his younger brother will begin to resent their mother for the time they've spent apart.
Sometimes I feel like he might feel like, you know, like he's not the, what can I say the word? Like he's not love, you know what I mean? Kids, they don't understand, you know, about paperwork, about immigration. They just understand about, you know, parents, mother and father.
The application for Carlos's permanent visa still needs to be approved by the Department of Homeland Security and then the State Department, where there's a backlog of around 840,000 pending applications sponsored by green card holders for a spouse or child. Because Marta is a permanent resident, she has to go through more red tape in order to get her son a visa. If she were a U.S. citizen, she could bring him in immediately. Immigration attorney Carolyn Schoenberger says the backlog time makes it difficult for people to follow the current visa system if they want to keep their families together.
If you were told you could not see your husband, your wife, or your minor children for 6 years, you would be tempted to break the law too. And even the most hardened person has to say, you're right. I'm not saying it's good to break the law, but I can tell you quite bluntly, the law needs to be changed. This is wrong.
I don't know that society is well served by an immigration policy that says, come and work and leave your wife and your family behind.
That's the legislation's co-sponsor, Democratic Congressman Luis Gutierrez of Chicago. Gutierrez says the measure reclassifies spouses and children of green card holders as immediate relatives. So under this provision, Marta's son would be considered an immediate relative, and his visa would be processed right away rather than taking what could be several years. Gutierrez says CIR ASAP is not perfect, but it's a good starting point.
If you begin a discussion, a debate, a negotiation at the bottom, you're going to end up very, very low in terms of what your wishes and expectations of a legislative process should be.
Gutierrez says he believes talking about family values will help break the deadlock, and he's hopeful that Congress will address this issue by the end of the year. I'm Sean Powers.